Oh, please.
This is this one.
Have the translation on this one in English then?
Yes.
In the book?
Yes.
You can read it. Song by Lochan Das Thakur, great Vaishnava poet and writer of Chaitanya Mangala, biography of Lord Chaitanya. So he sings in this song, Pahu means Lord and Duichana means two, the two lords. So he declares that the two lords, Nitai Gore Chandra, are very merciful, Parama Karuna. There Saba Avatar Sara Shiromani. Avatar means incarnation and Saba means all. From all the incarnations there the essence. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting the way of self-realization is very simply and joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. For they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations, like Ram, Krishna, who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu introduced a process that is simply joyful. Simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lord Chandas requests everyone, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai, Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brothers, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead you to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, I must chant with firm faith and conviction. Vishvasa Kori. But what is the process? The process is Vijaya Charya Se Rasa Machya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. Vijaya Charya. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Mukha Bolo Hari Hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. Deko Orivai Tribhuvane Nai. Lochandas Thakur says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Test it. Try it out yourself. Within the three worlds, there is no one. Then you will find out, in these three worlds, there will no one be like Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda in comparison. Because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of human beings? Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jalikanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary man to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least they can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lord Chandas Thakur regrets that he himself is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, my dear mind, You are entrapped in this sense gratification process and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by these movements. Oh. Gornitai, Jisi Gornitai, Gija. So we read the name from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can you repeat? Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahodikao.
Nityananda Sahodikao.
Gaudadaya Pushpamato.
Gaudadaya Pushpamato.
Chitra Shantotamo Anudau. Mandesi Krishna Chaitanya.
Mandesi Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahoditao.
Nityananda Sahoditao.
Gaudadaya Pushpamato.
Gaudadaya Pushpamato.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahoditao.
Nityananda Sahoditao.
Gaudadaya Pushpavanto.
Gaudadaya Pushpavanto.
Chitra Shanto Tamonudao.
Chitra Shanto
Tamonudao. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like sun and moon, appearing simultaneously on the horizon of Gaudadesh, West Bengal, to spread the Sankirtan movement, their merciful lights, shedding the light, giving the conditioned souls who have lost their orientation, the direction where to go. Therefore, please worship these two lords and offer your obeisances and your prayers. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Sahoditao. So there are two brothers who appeared very mercifully. So we will also read now from further from Chaitanya Charitamrita. From chapter 8, text 20. This other verse, this one here, is Mangala Charan. The 14 key verses are Mangala Charan, means auspicious invocation by the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So it is the second verse of that great book of inauguration, auspicious inauguration, known as Mangala Charan. First he glorified the spiritual masters, Shiksha and Diksha Gurus. That Guru is one, is Krishna, but he is appearing in two teachers as Shiksha and Diksha. And also internally as the Chaita Guru and externally as the instructing and initiating spiritual master. Then he glorified as Nita Gauranga, Vandu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao, Gaudadaya Pushpavanto, Chitra Shanto Tamonudao. That's the second verse describing the glories of the Nita Gauranga avatar, how merciful they are, shedding light like the sun and moon simultaneously. And in this way, dissipating or removing the kaitava dharma, cheating, religion, and motivations in the name of religion for teach for one's own sense gratification and one's own increasement of selfishness. So they were immersed here, all appeared. They didn't make any condition. Therefore they are considered the most merciful avatars, because they give Krishna prema and the pure holy name, charged up with the Krishna prema, and garland the whole world with it, with his Mahamantra. So that's a great gift of Lord Chaitanya. He garlanded the whole world with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the ecstatic love of chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
So in text 20 of this 8th chapter of Adilila, after describing the glories of Panchatattva, glories of the five members of the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhara and Srivas and all of their associates. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he continues and he says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is freely given this love of Krishna everywhere and anywhere, even to the most fallen, such as Chagaya Matar. But then to speak of those who are already pious and elevated. So maybe further, that's a very, very long purport. So we'll read further from text 22. Whether he is offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Bhaktavinoda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. Simply by talking of Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna, text 23. Thus, all his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy, and tears flow from his eyes like the waves of the Ganga. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic if you chant offenses. Namaprabhu. You don't feel ecstasy. It's also a very long purport, so we continue 25. If one's heart does not change, tears do not flow from his eyes, his body does not shiver, and his bodily hairs do not stand on end as he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it should be understood that his heart is as hard as iron. This is due to his offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. Text 26. Simply chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offenses vanquishes all sinful activities. Thus, a pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifest. 27. When one's transcendental loving service to the Lord is actually awakened, it generates transformations in the body such as perspiration, trembling, throbbing of the heart, faltering of the voice, and tears in the eyes. 28. As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates, means will have an end, will become destroyed or removed, and he receives Krishna prema, love to God. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, Krishna Nam, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches.
Ivan chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord does not overload, and tears do not appear in his eyes. It is evident that because of his offenses in the chanting, the seeds of the holy name of Krishna do not sprout. But now listen, my dear brothers and sisters. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love of God. Long purport. Text 32. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships him, one can never be liberated. So here we can read purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur here remarks that one should not give up the worship of Radha Krishna to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping either Radha Krishna or Lord Chaitanya alone, one cannot become advanced. One should not try to supersede the instructions of the six Goswamis, for they are acharyas and very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Aibe Akuti, Kabe Hama Bucha Ho, Se Chugala Periti. One must be a submissive student of the six Goswamis, from Srila Rupa Goswami to Raghunatha Das Goswami. Not following their instructions, but imagining how to worship Gaura Sundar and Radha Krishna is a great offense, as a result of which one clears a path to hell. If one neglects the instructions of the six Goswamis and yet becomes a so-called devotee of Radha Krishna, he merely criticizes the real devotees of Radha Krishna. As a result of speculation, he considers Gaura Sundar to be an ordinary devotee and therefore cannot make progress in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna. Can also read from this previous purport, Pindarika, let's see, 29:30, there's one purport, with the famous song of Narottam Das Thakur, Go Round the Bolide, you see this? In the purport, maybe in second or third page.
In 29:30?
Yes, Go Round the Bolide.
Here is
29:30.
It's not here.
And let's see. It's not 29:30. 29:30. It's not a short purpose. It's very long purpose. Oh no, sorry. It's not. 31, sorry.
Yeah,
that's a long purpose. There's one song, Koranga Bolide. You see this?
Yes.
Okay. And then you go for the above that, there's written, one should first take shelter of Gaura Nithai, or Gaura Nityananda, in order to reach ultimately Radha Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings in this connection. Koranga polite habe pulakar sarira, hari polite rayane habe nira, Hare kabe nita chanda karuna habe Samsara vasara more kape kucha habe Vichaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana Kabe mano heda bho shri vrindavana Omanga tolite habe kula kasarira Hari hari bali
Hare Hare Mira, Hare 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 Tera, Hare Hare Mira, Hare Hare Rita Chandera Karuna Hare, Samsara Vasana More Kare Kucha Hare, Ichaya Chadiya Hare, Yoga Hare Nana, Kare Hare Hare
In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Sri Gaura Sundara's holy name, and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus, one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan, for unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan, even if he goes there. Actually, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidakta Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and all the books that they have given. In this way, one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Kabe Hama Kuchava Se Jugala Periti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is not an ordinary human affair. It is fully transcendental. In order to understand Radha and Krishna, worship them and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu or the Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false prestige. Since everyone within this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one takes to the worship of Guru Varanga and asks their favor. For thus, despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship the Radha Krishna Vigraha. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaura Sundara are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name is to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is very easily achieved. Therefore, I must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. By serving Gaura Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglement of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. So very clear words in this pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami and also by Srila Prabhupada. How essential it is to worship Gaura Nitai, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, in this age of Kali. Because Lord Chaitanya Nityananda are the Yuga avatars, as stated in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Bhagavat in the inauguration verse by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Achalalambito Kuchal Kanakavatatau Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Dakshau Vishvamparo Vichavaro Yugadharma Palau Vande Chagapriyakaro Karuna Avatarau. So these two brothers, Nitai Gaur, they are very, very merciful, they are Karuna avatar.
They have long arms, they have a golden complexion, lotus eyes, and their activity is to spread yoga dharma, the chanting of the holy name. Therefore they are also called the yoga dharma pita, sankirtan pita, the fathers or inaugurators of the sankirtan movement. Therefore it is very natural for those who worship Gaur Nityananda that they are sankirtan devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, therefore, he installed Gaur Nitya deities all over the world. Of course, also Radha Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya's mission was to introduce the glories of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's intimate appearance, his internal mood. Secret mood was actually to relish the Radharani's love to Krishna. Therefore he appeared in a golden complexion, Gaura Hari. Internally, internal blackish, external golden. So he was in this Radha duty, this complexion of Radharani, Gaurangi. Therefore his name is Gauranga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an external purpose to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, that is the mission of the Yuga Avatar. Therefore in this mission in Kali Yuga there is no weapon in the Yuga Avatar. Other avatars had weapons, but Lord Chaitanya's weapon was no weapon of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, that's his first weapon, his beauty. His very attractive feature of Lord Chaitanya, his limbs, his sandalwood, jhampam decorations in his forehead, and his earrings and ornaments. As we heard from these 108 names, he's always decorated with so many beautiful earrings and necklaces and ankle bells and so many wonderful decorations, Shringar. So that's his main weapon, his beauty. Everyone who saw Lord Chaitanya, even from small childhood on, as Nimai, the neighbors, the ladies, they came and they saw beautiful Nimai Pandit, the golden boy, and they became so much attracted. Everyone immediately chanted the holy name. Because by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one is reminded about Krishna. Krishna Varanam Tvisar Krishna. Sango Pankasha Parshatam. Yagyaya Sankirtan Priyaya Yachanti Hisamehasam. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, even in his appearance time, he made everyone chant the holy name. He appeared in the lunar eclipse day. So everyone chanted, also the Muslim chanted, the non-believers chanted, everyone chanted, Hari Hari, the Hindus, the pious men, they all chanted, taking bath in the Ganga, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So Lord Chaitanya made everyone chant. So in this way, therefore he got the name Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari. Because he made everyone chant, just by his appearance. He brought so much auspiciousness. So he immediately, from the very beginning, he introduced everyone to chant the holy name, the Yuga Dharma for this age. Kali Dharma Hariram Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinanaya Karaparvartana. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the Yuga Dharma, Hadinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Eva Gatirata, Anyataha. So there's no other alternative than to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But because people are so fallen in this age of Kali, they cannot chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in ecstatic love. But the mantra is so powerful that it anyway purifies. But it doesn't melt the heart immediately. So therefore Lord Chaitanya,
by His mercy, He appeared, and by chanting His name, Gauranga name, and Nityananda's name, immediately become purified, ecstatic symptoms appear, and becomes ecstatic in dancing, everything feels light and ecstatic by chanting Gauranga name, Nityananda. So by chanting these two names, Nitya Gauranga or Panchatattva Mahamantra, that is a very powerful mantra. It's a Mahamantra, so we have two Mahamantras. We have Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Radhika Bhaktavinoda, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have two Mahamantras. All mantras are important. Before we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahamantra to get the blessings, to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, to worship Radha Krishna. Otherwise we have no chance in this age to worship Radha Krishna without getting mercy of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. By mercy of Nityananda, if we can please Him, He's the original spiritual master, we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can get the qualification to worship Radha Krishna. That's the process. Therefore we have to follow the six Goswamis, because they teach us how to worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and Radha and Krishna. We are not separating these two. One, those who only worship Nitya Gauranga, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, without worshipping Radha Krishna, they are demons. And those who worship only Radha Krishna without Nitya Gauranga, they are also demons. He uses very hard words. But demons means, we want to separate Gonitai and Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna and Gonitai, they're together, and one is dependent on the other. So if we worship Gonitai, then we can become qualified to worship Radha Krishna. And by worshipping Radha Krishna, we can also appreciate the transcendental position of Gonitai. That's not different from them. They're not different. So Radha Krishna and Nitya Gauranga or Panchatattva, they're absolute truth. And by chanting and worshipping the glorious holy name and the glorious forms of the Lordship, one becomes not only purified, but also becomes, filled up with ecstatic love to Krishna. So we should not only worship Panchatattva and chant mantra, although this is more simple and more ecstatic. After all, because Lord Chaitanya told we should chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, we also worship first Gonitai, and then chanting their holy names, and then chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Srila Prabhupada, he actually had a plan for Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, actually at that time Yugoslavia. He wrote a letter to Hare Krishna Maharaj, who was the GBC here and came here, one of the first ones, to spread Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada told him, thing is here to make people accept Krishna consciousness, you have to make them sing and dance and take prasada. These three things. In Russia also I told that. So one lady, she became a little irritated because she thought it's offensive, that we are not intelligent enough to understand philosophy, that we don't like philosophy so much. But then there was one Mataji next to you to have told, actually, yes, we are not intelligent. We are foolish. Because we don't want to surrender to Krishna. So therefore we have to
sing and dance and take prasada, except the simple process. Of people, although this process is so simple that they don't want to accept. And they all want to find excuses why not to accept. They prefer yoga, tapasya, different exercises, and yantras and mantras in a concocted way. And in this way, they think, you know, we are spiritualists. But in Kali Yuga, it is only mental concoction and these kind of processes, because it is not bona fide. In Kali Yuga, we have to follow Yuga Dharma, and Yuga Dharma is given by the Yuga Avatar. And the Yuga Avatar for this age, it's very clearly defined in the Vedic literatures and also in the revealed scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the Bhagavatam, that it is Lord Chaitanya. He's the Kali Yuga avatar. He's hidden avatar. Actually, the Lord appears in three yugas. Because in the fourth yuga, he appears in a hidden form as a devotee, jhana avatar. Therefore, the Lord Chaitanya is simultaneously a devotee of himself, or of Radha Krishna, and he is also the Lord himself. Radha Krishna himself, combined in one form. See Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana. So Lord Chaitanya is combined form of Radha Krishna to relish this love of Radharani and pure ecstatic love what she relishes. So that Lord Chaitanya Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya wants to relish and also distribute. He wants to distribute this. But he cannot think, we heard in the song of Lord Chandas Thakur, one has to become free of offenses and free of selfishness and sense gratification on the platform of Vishaya, material sense gratification platform. Then we cannot get the mercy. Therefore we have to first become purified by engaging in Sankirtan. In the holy, chanting the holy name, engaging in the regulated devotional service of sadhana given by the spiritual master. And this includes the worship of Gornitai as Archavikraha. And then mercifully appear in that form as a deity. So that the devotees can worship them in a daily manner, in a regulated way. And in this way, by worshipping the form of Gaur-Nityananda and also chanting their name, one becomes immediately purified. Because they are very merciful, they very easily accept the service. Radha Krishna needs some more qualification. One cannot be offensive in that, or deviating from them, or unregulated in that service. Otherwise, there will maybe be some reactions. Especially in the temple. But even for Gornitai, you have to be regulated and follow the process as good as they can. But even if there's a negligence or irregularity and politics sometimes and loud voices in the backyard who are very disturbing to the Lord, they're still tolerating us. That shows how merciful they are. They like to laugh and to speak and and even scream at each other without understanding who is actually here on the altar. That means we are not really aware who is the Lord in this house. It's a temple, and in the temple the Lord in the house is not me or you or any one of us. It is the Lord himself who appeared here 20 years ago. He's the Lord, he's the Ishvara, not we. So we cannot control, we can only be servants. So therefore Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, very mercifully give us immediately service, immediately employ us. even without testing us. We don't have to fill out any tests, you know, and don't look on our qualification. We want to employ them or not. Who is doing this in the material world if you want to get a job? What do you have to fulfill? And they immediately test you. They want to see your biography. What kind of biography you can show? And then they will see, you know, if you fit in that company or not. And they interview you, they want to see you, how you look, how is your appearance, how is your character, how is your teamwork, cooperation. They check. They're very heavy. If you don't fit in their program, in their criteria, then you're out. Immediately they will not accept. No mercy. In the material world there's no mercy, because it's business. It's hard. As Lokesh always says, it's hard. No mercy. And that's the fact. In the material world there's no mercy. It's hard business. And so much quality, so much surrender expected. You have to surrender fully if you want to make career or get success in the material world. No? But the Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, we don't want to surrender. That's our misfortune. We want to go to the hard tests of the karmas that they employ us. We surrender so much. Why? Because they give us money. They pay you. But this Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, they don't pay you. You don't get salary. And if you get some, it's only minimal. To maintain a little my life, you know. Of course, I get prasadam, eating. Nobody starves in the Hare Krishna movement. So prasadam is available. But I worship them, but never they give me money. But still, we try to follow them. Although they don't pay you. Of course, some become discouraged. Why, Lord, I worship the Lord so many years now, you know, but still, I don't have success. I have no spiritual success and no material. So I'm a total loser. Spiritually nothing and materially nothing. So what is that? I know so many people, they follow spiritual processes, they're yogi, maharishi yogi, or I don't know what. Different kind of followers of yoga processes, but they are very rich, they even make political career. I'm just loser. I don't have enough, I don't get enough. I even lose my jobs. What is the Lord, what he's doing for me? So that is our, we always demand, we always expect. Because this is our business mentality. We always want. I give you this, my dear Lord, if you give me that. With Shiva you can do that. He can give you, because that's his business, his Ashutosh. He give you material success, if he likes. Shiva, Ganesh, even Durga also. Therefore many people in this material world who are in the Trigunas, they like to worship these deities. Ganesh, Durga, Shiva, Sun God. But Vishnu? No. Krishna, even worse. Narayana we can somehow accept because he has four arms. He has two more than me. He's okay. He must be God. But this Krishna, no, he comes in a human being, and Ramachandra, also a human being, he cannot accept. Because how can God be a human being? He must, only if he has four arms, he's not a human being. Therefore we worship Narayana, but not Radha Krishna, or Ramachandra Sitara. But we're very interested in Lakshmi. Narayana is very interesting for the materialist, because Lakshmi is there. Rama is also interesting for the materialist, like Ravana, because Sita is there. Although this energy is Krishna's energy, it's Lord Vishnu's internal energy, cannot be touched by materialism. Sorry. You can even don't come near to him. Therefore, when Ravana kidnapped Sita, what he kidnapped? Maya Sita. The real, eternal Sita, consort of Lord Ram, he could not touch. Because a materialist cannot touch, cannot even see this blissful Ladini Shakti, or blissful energy of the Lord, who only gives pleasure to the Lord, because Ladini Shakti, or the internal energy, the consort, eternal consort of the Lord, only gives pleasure, is only made to give pleasure to the Lord, not for us. But if we want to exploit this energy for ourselves, then we become demon. And we become asura. Because we have to enjoy the internal energy. For our benefit. Even Maya we want to enjoy also the external energy. Although it's also not made for our enjoyment. It is made in order to engage the Maya in Krishna's service. Because it's Mama Maya. Krishna says. 7:14, we had a few days ago a lecture. Mama Maya, Duratya, is very difficult to overcome. It's my, because it's my energy. Nobody can conquer me. I'm Ajit. Means no materialist can conquer me. I'm only conquered by my devotee. Durlabham, Durlabham, Atma Bhakti, Govinda Madhipura Shantanam Bhajan. Only by the Bhakti, the Vedas cannot conquer. Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham, Atma Bhakti. The Vedas have difficulty to understand and to attract the Lord. But for the devotees, it becomes easy. Because they are Bhakti, they are surrender. Saranagati. Saranagati is a big slogan, I see, even today in your temple. No, everyone knows Saranagati. But Saranagati means surrender. And Lord Chaitanya actually brought Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book, some book, Saranagati, he said, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, he's so merciful, he brought us the process of Saranagati. And he teaches us by his own example how to be follow Saranagati as a devotee. He became a devotee himself to show us how sweet, how nectarian it is to become a servant of the Lord, or a servant of the servant, dasa dasa anudasa. So in this temple, therefore, it is Krishna's temple, it's Krishna's world. It's a spiritual world. And therefore here in this temple, everyone is dasa and dasi, or dasa dasa anudasa. They are not enjoyers. And the Lord mercifully engages us, without testing us, without examining us. A little faith, a little shraddha, and sometimes not even that. It just comes as great and joyous to this temple, because everyone likes singing, dancing, prasadiram, prasadam. Everyone likes. So therefore we are actually prasadarians. We are made of the mercy of prasad. They are made of the mercy of the Lord in the form of the food and in the form of singing and dancing. It looks very simple, but actually to do it, they have to surrender. Especially if you want to go in the join the eternal dance and chant. And they have to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. They are the best of the dancers, not the bharas. You see, they're always in dancing, blissful dancing mood. They're always inviting us. Christ's armies, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Chakora Chandra Bolet. It's the Sankirtan mood. The worshiping Lord Chaitanya Nityananda in Sankirtan mood. With bold raised arms. That's the general pose of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda for the Sankirtan devotees. Because with bold arms, you know, that means we take fully shelter. The holy name of the Lord's lotus feet. Please accept me as your servant. Please engage me. That's the meaning. They're inviting us all the time. But still they try to run away. Try to escape. Or ignoring them. And we think, oh, I can only come sometimes if I like. And if I don't like, I don't come. Of course, they can worship the Lord everywhere. In everyone's home nowadays, they have Kornitai or other deities and Chilas. But still, a temple is important because Prabhupada in the loose temple worship so that the devotees can come together. Because in your home, how many people can come together without getting problems with the neighbors? So, not so many. But in the temple, you can bring here 400, 500 people together, chanting the holy name. The more come, the more ecstatic. That's life. That's kirtan. So, that's what Lord Chaitanya likes, that we spread his glories, that we serve him. That we are feeding him and Nityananda Prabhu, that we are decorating them, dressing them nicely, taking nice care. That's bhakti. And they become very satisfied. But if we only worship them as a ritual, in a ritualistic way, decorating them without sankirtan, without preaching attitude or mercy, spreading holy name, or try to increase Lord Chaitanya's family, the family of the Vaishnavas, then we are Kanishka, and we are materialistic devotee, only seeing Krishna and me. That's the materialistic devotee, only sees Krishna and me. I am Krishna. We are a good team. But we don't see others. But Lord Chaitanya becomes more pleased if he, because he is very merciful, he is compassionate, if he also reflecting his mercy and try to give it to others. It's not our mercy then, it's not our energy. We can only reflect it. Like the moon has no own light, it only reflects the sunlight, or the stars also. They don't have light. They reflect the sunlight. So in the same way, you know, the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is like the sun, and we are like different stars on the Sankirtan sky. And according to how we can reflect, how pure our heart is, or the mirror of the heart, the more Lord Chaitanya's purity or sunshine will reflect. Then it becomes so much energetic, so much energy and mercy is flowing from the heart of the devotee in a natural way. So that's the Sankirtan movement. That's the way how the Sankirtan movement spread. We cannot spread the holy name by our own endeavor. Krishna Shakti Vinayana Hara Pravartana. The holy name is spread by the if one becomes empowered by Krishna Shakti or Gaura Nityananda Shakti, by Krishna Balaram. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto is stated, without getting mercy of Gaura Nityananda and Krishna Balaram and Gaura Nityananda, it is very difficult to fulfill the mission of the human form of life. The human form of life is very rarely attained. It's very, very rarely attained. only after so many travelings of different bodies. Then if one comes in contact with in the human form of life and is not using this opportunity to worship Nitya Gauranga and participating in the Sankirtan movement and chant sometimes and takes prasad and sharing this process with others, and actually one is animalistic. It's a dvipada partially, two like animal. So, acharyas like Lochan Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, who sing these songs, they put themselves in very humble position, as putting themselves in the position, yes, I'm such an animal, because I don't feel any attraction to the Holy Name. Although the Lord is so merciful, He delivered Jagai Madhai, but I'm still struggling. I'm still not delivered. I'm still doesn't feel the ecstasy by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in my heart or in my consciousness. It's not. So therefore, one should lament. Therefore, one laments. And by this lamentation, chanting in a helpless way, to begging Lord Chaitanya, then the love will come, then the ecstasy will come. Actually, ecstasy we don't have to pray for, we only have to pray for service in purity, without motivation, without expectation of result. Then bliss is coming. Bliss comes when you don't expect. Same way, money will come if you don't expect. Sometimes we can work very hard and the money will not come. And then suddenly it comes if you don't expect at all. So if we do our service, Lord Chaitanya mercifully engages us in the service. Although no material payment, sometimes, of course, some money will come by mercy of the Lord. But it's not the main thing. The main thing is that we can always stay in the process, in the association of devotees. Come together. We can actually come together and sing and dance and take prasad and have some nice philosophy. That's the process. We can only appreciate it sometimes if the temple is not here anymore. The temple is not here anymore, everyone cries. But if the temple is here, we are very negligent and we think, yeah, I can come, I cannot come. Because it's anyway always here. Or maybe one time it's not here anymore, because it has to be maintained. And as we heard, the goal is to attain love to Radha Krishna. So Radha Krishna is also waiting to appear in your temple. But it depends on the desire and endeavor. So the devotees are not even satisfied now with Gaurita, you know how they will be satisfied with Radha Krishna. And therefore we have to get mercy, become steady with Gaurita. And if we are steady with Gaurita, Seva, then Radha Krishna naturally will manifest. And then the worship becomes perfect. We should worship Gaurita and Radha Krishna in one temple. Together, that's perfect. So for now it is good, Gaurita, because it's if you are in the Sankirtan mood. But because nowadays more and more devotees are grihasthas, and instead that they only take care for their family, wife and children, they can take care for Radha Krishna. So it's dedication needed, dedication of service, regulated service. And if everyone is fired up for it, then Radha Krishna will appear. Like Gaurita appeared by 20 years ago. Why Gaurita appeared in bigger form? Why did they didn't remain in smaller form? Because what the smaller form appeared in which year?
87.
87, the smaller form of Kornitai appeared, the Chota Kornitai. And the bigger Kornitai, 20 years ago, why they appeared? No, somebody knows the secret why they appeared?
Because of your good Sankirtan results.
Because of good Sankirtan results? And? What does it mean, good Sankirtan? Just the books are out?
Enthusiasm. More and more devotees.
Yeah, more devotees. That means so many. I remember, no, in the 80s, in the 87, 88, 89, 90s, more and more. Every time when I came here, every year, more and more devotees came. And especially in the 90s also. So many devotees. Krishna Sakrat Yatra had so many devotees. Every time more. Like I also see in Russia. Even now, so many devotees are always coming. So many new ones. You know, every time when I come, I cannot recognize any. They just joined, maybe in a half a year, or like that, at this time. Always 30, 40, 50 more. And then of course you need a bigger Kornitai, bigger devas, because so that everyone can see them. Because small devas are so big, you know, and with a lot of decorations, ornaments and flowers around it, then if you're far behind you cannot even see, you only see flowers. For Kornitai, mercifully appeared in bigger form, so that anyone can see them. And dance, and chant for their pleasure. Then they become very pleased, and then they look mercifully, they're glad, looking over you with their merciful glance, you know, and blessing you. Not yearly and spiritually. Ultimate goal is Krishna prem, that will give you. If this is our desire, if this is our goal, this is actually the main result of Sankirtan. And this is what Lord Chaitanya came to bestow or to give. So actually they are very fortunate to be here. Sometimes they cannot appreciate it enough. They take it easy or for cheap. If they actually would know what great mercy it is, you know, you would become crazy. You would completely crazy. You would become so ecstatic, you know, that you would cry and you're melting away, you know. And all I can say, thank you, my dear Lord, you know, that we have this opportunity. But we are so unfortunate, we can many times not appreciate in reality. We understand intellectual, maybe, by reading the importance of the worship of Sankirtan. But the realization, it's maybe far, far away still, that we actually realize it. What great mercy it is. What great opportunity we have. Shukadev Goswami glorified Kali Yuga as the best of all the yugas. It's because in Kali Yuga, very easily everyone can perfect their lives simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and worshipping Mithai Gauranga, the Yuga of the house. So they are here, so should use the opportunity. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he wrote or he instructed his followers by spreading Krishna consciousness in every town and village. The main deity should be Nithai Gauranga. Nithai Gauranga. Because then, if you can please Nithai Gauranga, then Radha Krishna or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra can be worshipped. So therefore he wanted that so many Nityagoranga temples on. This mood is Sankirtan. This mood means mercy, great mercy. Take it anyway, especially Nityananda is in this mood. Lord Chaitanya, sometimes in this mood like that, surrender and I will protect you, don't fear. So, any questions?
Okay. It's mentioned that it's the biggest problem is due to the offenses to the holy name.
Yeah.
And what is the cure to avoid or to overcome this beginning stage?
So we heard chanting Nityagoranga, there's no offense.
No.
There's no offense in Nityagoranga. So if you worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and chanting the glories, the holy name, then you become immediately purified. Because they don't look on offenses, they purify your heart. And if your heart becomes purified, then you can offenselessly chant the Hare Krishna mantra without even big endeavor. We cannot chant offenselessly, or especially not in the Krishna name, Krishna prema name, by our own endeavor. There's no technique within that. You can try, but it's not possible. It's only special mercy. We can try for it, but ultimately we need the mercy. Otherwise, the heart is not melting. And therefore, it's also important to visit regularly Mayapur, because there the mercy is greatly manifested, eternally. And I go to Vrindavan also, to get there some experience, Vrindavan experience, and then come back. Then you will see. But you don't listen to me, because you're a little Buddha. He's sitting and I have to work, and actually, like an ass, without actually also getting experience, you know, of the Holy Dharma. Without that, you have the proper understanding. But by visiting these places, you know, he will come back with double power and 10 times, 100 times blessings. And then in shorter time you can have a more bigger success.
I've been there in 1999.
And now we are in 2014. That's how many years? 15 years. But you're very merciful, very kind, you know, we always send your good vibes. And you see, she's always in bliss. It's always in place. And you're very surrendered to your family. These are appreciated, you know, but you should also come sometimes. Let her stay at home for one time and you come. Another question? Yes.
Kaže se da je cijena za dostići ljubav prema Bogu samo zapravo žarka želja, lovlja.
It's the only price for what?
Lovlja, to get the love for God. That you have to have strong desire, lovlja, to get the love for God.
Yeah.
He didn't ask that question yet.
I čitav pravda kaže da stvari naš proces je jednostavno, ali nije lagan. Sad da neka, možeš malo objasniti na koji način možemo postići tu žarku želju.
And Srila Prabhupada is saying that our process is simple, but it's not easy. So can you please tell us in which way we can get this strong desire?
Obnavljam.
Yeah.
And by following the process. Very simple. Das Adau Shraddha, Pachana Kriya, Sadhusanda, Anatta Niriti Sat, Nisha. Then what is the next? Ruchi, Ruchi, taste, Ashakti, Ashakti, means determination, Raga, attachment, Sneha, Bhava, Prema, like that. So that's the process given by Shiva Rupa Goswami. So we don't have to speculate. You cannot jump over the process. You have to understand that in which stage I am. And then go on from that. You have to go step by step. You cannot jump over. You cannot go. If you are now on legal shraddha, you cannot go to prema immediately. You cannot get nervous, oh, where is this prema, you know. If your shraddha is still kamala, it's still very weak. So what to do? If you realize that you are still in fallen condition, your shraddha is, that you are still in diseased condition, your shraddha is very shaky, sometimes you have a little bit, sometimes or most of the time not so much. Depends with whom you associate. This becomes your guru, the mind. Then of course it will help restrict you out of faith to Krishna and to Lord Chaitanya and Guru. So it's big rascal, it's big enemy. Therefore, we have to control the mind by engaging him in the service of Krishna, showing him how pleasure, how great enjoyment he gets by singing, dancing, and taking prasad in association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha. And if you become attached to Sadhu Sangha, how you can become attached to Godhead without becoming attached to their devotees? Not possible. Nobody could go to Lord Chaitanya without getting the first mercy of his devotees, associates. So we have to become attracted to also Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's Nityananda's devotees and learn how to cooperate with them, not screaming at them. And trying to control them. You have to understand, I'm a servant, I'm a humble servant, an insignificant servant, I can try to do my service. Results, it's not dependent, it's not on me. It's all mercy. But we have the right to endeavor, we have the right to choose the proper association who inspires me in devotional service. Like if you want to do good business, no, then you have to choose a good business partner who are fired up and successful in this way. Try to contact them and by their association you also can get connections. And you become inspired to become a good businessman. Sportsman, how a sportsman, a footballer for example, becomes successful? He has to learn how to cooperate with the trainer and with the team. If he's not fitting in it and he's doing his own thing, the trainer will kick him out. So we have to dedicate ourselves materially and also in the spiritual life we have to dedicate and we have to choose the association. And if you have the good association, like a football player, you know, he's so much fired up, and he has so much that, drive and energy, you know, to go on the football field and immediately as soon as he's there, it's like in his chakra and with his people together, you know, with his team colleagues, you know, he runs around, you know. And after all, there's a ball, you know. It's only air inside. There's so much, you know, so much to determine, you know, how to bring this ball in the bowl. And they start to jubilate and scream and roll on the ground in ecstasy. That's emotion. In sport, so why a young man take so much dedication to the sport? Because there's so much emotions there. And if he has devotee, he don't relish emotion in Krishna consciousness. If you don't have any feeling, no emotion in any form, then you think you will give it up. Because we are all into emotions. Then you better become a sportsman and run after the ball. Of course, no. You should go for Krishna. No. But to try to become fired up, but you have to go in contact with those devotees who have the fire, who have these emotions, who have this enthusiasm and this greed for Krishna. And by associating with them, you can also tell them the fire will kindle in your heart. Then if you have this fire, you just have to put more air on it. That means hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna in the association of the devotees. And don't let it go down. If the fire is there. Clear? Okay, do it. Go for it. So can we stop here? Or something else?
Good.
Then take prasadam and be happy. Hare Krishna. Who has a question?
Hanuman.
Is your name?
Yes.
Very good. He's the best servant of Ram.
So my question is regarding you mentioned that somebody said, is it Srila Prabhupada to Hare Krishna? I didn't quite understand that on this Yugoslavia area is like the best preaching.
The best preaching, yeah.
Distribute prasadam and
chanting, that means singing, dancing, and prasadam distribution.
Is that only in the beginning or?
That was the instruction of Prabhupada. Several letters I have seen Prabhupada wrote, and he always mentioned this because Yugoslavian people, he thought they like to sing, to dance, and eat.
And then gradually
they will become purified, and then you can teach them philosophy.
That time it is communist country, so it's also not.
Yeah, but of course. But this lady in Russia, in general Slavic countries, this is because Russians also like to sing, to dance, and to eat. I know. But the Russians also are very proud, you know, on their culture, of their intellectuals, and their writers and poets of the head, from the history. So then they're not foolish, you know, but if you tell them, you know, actually Russians are only interested in singing, dancing, and prasadam, and then they feel offended, you know, because they think, yes, after all, we have also very nice history and philosophy and stories and important books, you know, to read. So they're not fools. So we had the Russians created so many intellectuals. And religious people and all like that. But the process is singing, dancing, prasadam, that because that's the simple process for simple people. And then if they become interested in philosophy and ask questions, then you can give them books. And that's how actually the movement started here in Yugoslavia, as far as I remember or know, from the first pioneers who came here. And the first devotees, that's what they did. And then of course philosophy and book distribution also appeared from that. In Russia also, no? So they immediately started to translate books there and then started to distribute, secretly. But mostly the devotees met for singing, chanting, had always these sangha programs and prasadam in their homes privately. And then they started underground, you know, to translate books and handmade books were made, you know. Because it was, not possible to print books legally in Russia at that time. Or maybe here, I don't know if it was possible. Maybe also was not so easy. Therefore, Prabhupada's program was chanting, dancing, prasadam. And then gradually the field will become purified and then you can distribute books and preach. Okay. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Gaurita ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaur Pranayam.
Sri Sri Gaurita ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaur Pranayam.